Have you ever tried opening a bag of chips in a quiet movie theater? It's like a tiny bag of firecrackers. Why do those bags have to be so noisy? Well, what if that crinkly plastic made the chips a little bit crunchier, or at least made you think they were a little bit crunchier? What if senses other than taste and texture can change the way you feel about food? You're listening to Friday Fever from KPJ, and I'm Ira Benger. Here with me now is Tim Becker, the editor of the Almanac of Implausible Research, to tell us how your sights and sounds contribute to making your sugars sweeter, your salt saltier, and your strawberry mousses, well, moussier, I guess. Well, you get the idea. Hi, Tim. Welcome to Friday Fever.
Hi, Ira, and you actually forgot to say and make your life livelier.
Well, I left it for you to say that.
Okay, thanks.
Well, thanks for the papers you sent to us. Very interesting. They're about tricks that are used in the food industry and about how it can be tested whether they work or not.
Yeah, these are things that a lot of good cooks probably know about, and whether they realize it or not, they definitely have something to do with it. But what exactly these things are a little bit fuzzy because everybody's a little bit different. There are some scientists in England, and especially in the Netherlands, that have been running tests for years, and they tend to sound kind of bizarre. The scientists prepare some food, they'll give it to different people to eat, and later the people realize that something else was changing while they were eating it. Something in the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. And in one test, they gave people some ice cream that tasted like bacon?
Yeah, that was Michael Bell. He's the leading scientist on the topic, and he does his research at the University of Cambridge. He teamed up with one of the most famous chefs in England, and they made something that sounds a little bit crazy. Bacon and egg ice cream, which I'm told is actually pretty good. Tastes really like bacon and eggs. And they served bacon and egg ice cream to a bunch of people, and they had them do sort of a rating of how bacony does it taste or how eggy does it taste. And they would play sounds, and whenever they would play the sound of bacon frying, you know, that crackling sound, people would constantly say that the thing tasted a lot more bacony to them, only because the sound was different.
Yeah, and they also gave people different kinds of spoons, which affected what they thought about the food, right?
Oh yeah, they've done all kinds of things. The spoons is actually a gigantic question. Not necessarily important, but gigantic. What the spoon is made of course, can change things. Somebody else did some tests not too long ago about spoons made of different metals, and they found out that different metals taste different to your tongue. But these guys also played with things like, what's the shape of the spoon? What's the color of the spoon? How heavy is it? And all these things had some effect on people. But more interestingly for me, at least today, is when people said the food actually tasted different because how it was served or what it was served in, it was sweeter, it was saltier, whatever. You know, the things you think couldn't change.
But it did.
Yeah, it did.
And I've only got a few more seconds here. One of the most fascinating things for me is that people were willing to pay 50% more for a red wine if it was served under a red light than if it was served under a white light.
Yeah, that's actually quite amazing. And things served on different colored plates sometimes tasted sweeter to them.
Well, thank you very much, Tim, for taking the time to be with us today. And we'll see and hear you again.
Thank you very much, Ira.
Thank you.